Our hearts are heavy for a lot of reasons. For those of us who love this city of Oakland and who work in this city of Oakland, we are tired. Tired of the violence, tired of the killing. But we come together this evening to recognize as a community the hurt we all feel in the killing of these officers, servants of the city of Oakland, men who've given their lives in service of our neighborhoods of the city of Oakland. So we remember in a very special way this evening Sergeant Mark Dunnigan, Officer John Heggie, Sergeant Irv Romans, Sergeant Dan Sakai. Because our hearts go out to their family and to their friends. Our hearts go out to the community that mourns their loss. Our heart goes out to the department, which grieves deeply the loss of their fellow officers. But more importantly, we as people come here and stand together to support one another, to say to each other, where you're from, whether you're from the hills or the flatlands, from whatever part of Oakland you're from, that you are going to make the effort, that you're going to make whatever individual decision you need to make to bring peace into our streets of Oakland. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. That we're tired of having to come to these with hearts heavy, but rather let this be an opportunity for us to say we stand together as Oakland residents, as people of good faith, to find a way to bring peace to our streets. Can I get another amen? Amen. Amen. Tonight we gather with people of goodwill to pray together, to recognize, to remember, to come together, to support one another, and to ask and seek God's blessing and healing grace upon our city. Various pastors will be introduced throughout this evening's service, and it will conclude with a candlelight vigil and a release of doves, which come to represent not only the officers who've lost their own lives, but as well to represent peace in this community we love, and for the city of Oakland as well. So I am honored to introduce at this moment Reverend Scott Denman.
When Council Member Brooks called me last night and asked me if I could be here, she wasn't aware that I would not only be here as a pastor, but as a neighbor. I live right down the street, and on Saturday, I was preparing my sermon when shots rang out that not only ripped this city apart, but has transformed our desire to work together. Words cannot really express what we're all feeling. Words fail at times like these. And the shots that were fired were not only heard by those of us in the vicinity, they were heard across the city, they were heard across the state, they were heard across this country, and even the world. And that message that went out to the world was a message of violence. It was a very dark message. And the importance of being here today, on the spot where that message originated, is to say we're going to start a new message that originates from this place, a message that communicates to the world that we are a people that stand together, committed to peace, committed to transformation. In my faith tradition, we're in the season of Lent. And Lent is the time when we walk with Jesus to Jerusalem, remembering the sacrifices that he made, remembering his compassion, his sense of justice, his desire for peace. And it culminates in Easter, which is a message of victory and transformation and resurrection. Right now, as the people of Oakland, we're in a Lent. But we are an Easter people. We are a people who can overcome, have overcome, and will continue to overcome as we stand together and work together And we will do that. We have done that. And we begin that process even now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This evening's gathering would not have been made possible without the strength and presence and ministry of the clergy of East Oakland and the clergy throughout the city of Oakland. They stand in front of me as witnesses to so many different times in which the city has grieved and so many times in which the city has experienced joy. They have been, for so many people, the balm of Gilead, the goodness of God's grace to people who are suffering and have felt themselves hurting and alienating. So I would like to recognize those pastors who are here from throughout the city of Oakland and beyond to lend support to this evening's gathering. Please. At this time, I'd like to invite Reverend John Clark, pastor of Praise Fellowship Church, located on 77th and Mac. Pastor Clark.
Good evening. I am Pastor Clark of Praise Fellowship, and we stand actually in front of a building where our church began a few years ago. We are currently located on the corner of 77th Avenue. And to be here today, and not in the celebration of a new church, but in the sadness of life that has been taken from us. My prayers and condolences go out to all the families that have been affected, the sadness of the city, of the events that took place this past Saturday. I say to each and every one of us, Oakland is not a bad city. I say to each and every one of us, Oakland is not a terrible city. Nor is it a place of fear or a place of distrust. What needs to take place is we as citizens of our neighborhoods and our community, the combination and the correlation of working together with our elected officials and our politicians and our local law enforcement will only bring about the kind of change that you and I are endeavoring to see take place in this beautiful city. It begins with prayer. And it will end with prayer. Prayers of the righteous, the Bible tells us, availeth much. And I'm reminded by an Old Testament statement that said in 2 Chronicles, if my people who are called by, come on, my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then we would what? Hear from heaven, and God will do something for us. He will heal our land. Oakland needs to be healed. I said Oakland needs to be healed. Guns need to be laid down, and communication need to be picked up. It will start when we start attending neighborhood community meetings. It will start when we start getting involved in our schools. It will start when we get involved with our children that are walking up and down the street. We look to everything else for a solution. But Almighty God already told us that He is the answer. The lives that have been lost are not lost in vain. We shall recover and we shall do better. Please join in whatever organization or community event that is doing something and making a difference for the quality of life in this great city. My prayers go out to you. Be encouraged. Stand strong. Keep the faith. God bless you.
Thank you.
I would just invite you to just take a moment and look around you. Look around you. This is Oakland, the beauty and wonder of this diverse and vibrant and exciting city to which all of us stand proud to be residents. It is that sense of gratitude and that sense of solidarity that we come here this evening. One of the wonderful things about Oakland is we have probably one of the best interfaith gospel choirs you'll ever find anywhere, church, I should say. The Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, under the direction of Terrence Kelly, has provided many years of service and ministry to the city of Oakland. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir.
Gunshots like raindrops, and the body holds on until the pain stops. You see, it's a big maybe out there. That's someone's sister, a brother laying out there. Some mother's poor baby out there. When everybody yelling, don't play me out here. I mean, don't get it wrong. Me, I love my city. But it can get crazy out there for the ones that make it hard where we live. So me, I'm trying to bring some peace back. Honestly, I'm trying to bring the Deep East back. So fellas, ladies, please, hold your peace back. Though they all build more jails, one might not be crowded. I know you've been asleep. Let me snap you out it. And if you doubt it, I mean, it's probably in the paper today. It will be on the news tonight. Read about it. It's crazy. The murders goes up by the tools out here. You can lose out here. Don't be a fool out here. So every decision you make, choose out here. This is our city. Own it. Don't be a fool out here. I'm trying to bring some peace back. Thank you.
At this very moment, the chief of the Oakland Police Department, Chief Howard Jordan.
Good evening. First, I want to publicly offer my condolences to the families of the slain officers, Sergeant Sakai, Sergeant Dunnigan, Sergeant Romans, and Officer John Hagee. I come here today to accept all your condolences, your support, and your prayers for the Oakland Police Department. I've received about over 3,000 emails, cards, phone calls, as far away as New Zealand and right here. I was really moved when I saw the letters from the kids that's posted at the Eastmont substation from one of the middle schools here in Oakland. It speaks volumes to us, and even though the department is going through a very, very difficult time right now, I'm very honored to be here today and to accept all your condolences, your support. It means a lot to us. The fact that so many people are here today in the very same community that we lost four officers to show their support for the police department means a lot to us. We appreciate the support of the city, Councilmember Brooks, and all the other city council members. the Council President, Jamie Bruder, Mayor's staff, the Mayor, for doing what they do to help us in Oakland and supporting the police department. We're going to get through this, but we're going to get through this with the support of you, the other law enforcement families, and our own personal families. I feel very strong about that. It'll be tough for us in the beginning, but we're going to get through this, and we continue to provide professional and competent law enforcement services to the residents of Oakland. Thank you again, and we appreciate all the support, the flowers, the well wishes. I read every email that you sent me. I've read every card that you sent, and we appreciate it. It means a lot to me and the men and women of the Oakland Police Department. Thank you for having me here today.
Thank you, Chief Jordan. Thank you. At this time, we'll have members of Youth Uprising come back again, and they will light candles in honor of each of the fallen officers. Those names will be spoken in a moment of silence as the candles are lit. We honor with these candles the following officers who have given their life in the service of the City of Oakland this weekend. Sergeant Mark Dunnigan.
You have to take the plastic off.
Officer John Heggie. Sergeant Irv Romans. Sergeant Dan Sakai. At this time, what I'll do is I'll invite those members from Youth Uprising to come down from the stage, but leave those candles lit. Because what we'll do is light the candles that we have in your own hands. We'll light them from the candles that are here lit in memory of our four officers. At this time, I'd like to invite once again, the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir. As we invite the choir forward, I want to reiterate again something that many of us as pastors in Oakland have worked towards throughout these many years, that many of us have worked here in these streets. That so many people in our streets experience the pain of violence. That there's so many of us as pastors who've worked in this city who have walked with, held hands with, and cried with mothers and fathers and spouses who've lost loved ones in these streets. And an opportunity like this gives us a moment to pause and again to ask ourselves, how is God calling you, or how are you being called to change and do whatever you need to do, to look into your own heart and ask yourself, what do I need to do to make a difference to bring peace in these streets? I pray this evening would be an opportunity for you to lift these candles. Yes, for these fallen officers, but for all those who have died by violence in these streets. Amen. Yep.
ass because rap was murder.
You give yourself hate. You give yourself hate.
Love white folks, but hate ourselves. Love white folks, dirty drones, but hate ourselves. Look at the brother all fucked up. And all you see is people. That brother was a soldier. He was a soldier. He did what he had to do. Because he knew they was coming to kill him. He knew they was going to come to kill him. But he killed their ass. Kill a cop. That's all they is. Kill a cop. I don't give a damn. It's your daddy, your uncle. He's still a murderer. He's still a murderer. He's been killing black folks for years. And that's who needs the Negro? Who needs the Negro? Who needs a Negro? Who needs a Negro? That's all he's saying. That's all he's saying, baby. Kill a cop.
Kill a
cop.
Say your child may be next.
Kill a cop. Beat this brother down to the death. And he ain't never been in trouble. Shot this young brother to death. Shot him to death in cold blood. Killed Oscar Brett. Killed Sean Bell. When is it going to stop? The murdered black men and everybody want to brush it off like it don't matter. Every other man on the planet matters except the black man, the original man, bullshit. It's a new day. That's why y'all hurting the way we hurt. Yeah, life for life. Yeah, two wrongs don't make it right, but now, the damn show makes it easy.
You're right about that. Two wrongs damn don't make show it makes right.
It easy. Enough is enough. Hats off to the young brother. Hats off to the young brother and all you Negroes you don't believe. The white boy gonna show you. He gonna show you. He gonna show you. Your white daddy gonna show you, baby. Your white daddy gonna show you. Your white daddy gonna show you. Your white daddy gonna show you. Wake up and smell the collard greens, black folks. Wake up and smell the collard greens before it's too late. You think we just talking? Oh, we ain't talking. It's all bullets. It's all bullets. Wake up, black folks, before it's too late. My son today, but it'll be yours tomorrow, baby. It'll be yours tomorrow, baby. It'll be yours tomorrow, baby. My baby today, but it'll be yours tomorrow, baby. All you black folks that don't believe that fat meat ain't greasy, just hold on. Just hold on. Just hold. You're going to get your chance to bury your baby, too. If you think white supremacy don't exist, all you house Negroes that think I'm just talking, the white boy coming for you. Hater. Hater. The Negro ain't nothing but a hater. But the African live forever. Hater. Love that white man. What master say? We sick, master? That work black folk the sun up, the sun down, and can't see in the morning, and can't see at night, and still want to kiss his feet. God damn. How much abuse do we have to take? God damn. They done went from killing our babies to killing our sons. God damn. How much abuse are we going to take? God damn. I don't give a damn who don't like it. It don't matter to me. These white devils gonna show you, baby. They lifted up the ears, killed these brothers in front of a courthouse with all your pigs and fire department people watching. All your lawyers and doctors watching. Two brothers hanging from a tree from a crime that they didn't even commit. Time of terror. We don't even understand. Ain't got a clue. They either gonna lock you down or they gonna take you out. How many black people incarcerated in California? Over 2 million? Who needs the Negro? That's all Whitey said. That's all Whitey said. White man don't give a damn about his cargo, about his human cargo. And all you Negroes frowning up, looking up, go home and watch your one-eyed monster and wait till your daddy tell you what's going on. And that's where you get all your information from, that one-eyed monster, that boot tube, where they never show you on there. all they show is negativity. When they show a black male, what he doing? Raping a white girl? What he doing? Raping a white boy? What he doing? Going to jail? What he doing? Robbing
the church? We are here to pray together as a city.
If you hate, of the devil is not of God. Thou should not hate. If you can't love yourself, you can't love nobody. Okay, how much money you got, you can't take it with you. Get rid of the material things like that.
The first thing I made was to call us together. The second two sounds of three short and then nine shorter are broken sounds. For families that are broken, and for a city that is broken. And then the last sound I was ransomed. It's a very long sound, and at the end it goes up. And that is the sound of hope. Hope that the families who mourn and who are in shock will find comfort from each and every one of us and from God. Hope for a city that will rebound from the tragedy and that will move forward from this day on. So I make these four sounds as we call together, as we are broken and as we hope. And we say together as a city of hope, we say together as a city quoting from the scripture, paraphrasing in this case from the prophet, Lo Yisrael Ish, Kerev El Ish, that one person should not lift up a weapon against another person, neither shall we kill anymore. And we end with those words, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for all people to dwell together and live together in unity. Amen.
Amen.
When I had y'all look around a little bit earlier, I invited you to get a sense of the diversity of our city of Oakland. Nosotros somos gente que hablan en diferentes lenguas y aparecen muy diferentes, but we are a unified city tonight. I invite at this very moment Padre Jesús Nieto, Pastor Cineto and Church in Oakland, to come forward and join us.
Good evening. With your permission, I'm going to sit this time.
I love your brothers and sisters. I would never preach hate.
Hello, familia.
You never preach hate. Oh, you should kill the cops.
¿Qué podrá apartarnos de la vida? Las tribulaciones, las angustias, la persecución, el hambre, la desnudez, el peligro, la espada. Ni la misma muerte, responde el discípulo. Nada ni nadie podrá apartarnos de aquel que nos ha creado, de aquel que es la razón de nuestra existencia, de aquel que ha compartido su propio ser con toda la creación, aquel que se ha dado por ti y por mí. Mas aunque esto es cierto, también reconocemos que cuando la muerte llega, especialmente no por causas naturales, sino por la intencionalidad negativa de nuestros actos, entonces la tristeza, el desaliento, el dolor, la impotencia, el llanto y la desesperación para todos nos llega. Pero especialmente en esos momentos, aunque todos sentimos lo que pasó estos sábados, la familia y los familiares afectados a través de esta violenta tragedia, ¿hasta dónde hemos llegado, hermanos y hermanas? Apenas hace una semana que la comunidad de organización de aquí de Oakland, OCO, que ha trabajado bastante para reducir el crimen aquí en la ciudad, estamos celebrando los pequeños brotes de esperanza, de vida, de conversión, especialmente en medio de ese tiempo de cuaresma, para muchos de nosotros que es un tiempo de retomar nuevamente el sentido de vida, de regresar a lo que es importante, a lo que es básico, a lo que es digno. Y un par de días después, esa esperanza se vio manchada en estas tragedias. Hermanos y hermanas, como seres humanos solo hay dos caminos frente a nosotros. La maldad y la violencia no son opción, mas para que triunfe el mal, solo es necesario que los buenos no hagan nada. Nuevamente, como decía el político escritor y irlandés Edmund Burke, mas para que triunfe el mal, solo es necesario que los buenos no hagan nada. Solo nuestra opción no es quedarnos con los brazos cruzados. Estamos en un momento, en un turning point, en un momento de hacer decisiones, y la opción es por la vida y la dignidad por los seres humanos. Rezo por el día en que no necesitemos más policía aquí en la ciudad y en todo el mundo, porque para entonces viviremos en paz y armonía entre unos y otros. No sin embargo, entre aquí y entonces hay bastante trabajo que hacer. Oremos por los familiares de esos hermanos caídos. Gracias a la familia por hacer el sacrificio de entregar la vida por los demás. Dios de la vida, de la misericordia y del consuelo, que con amor cuidas de nosotros y transformas de la oscuridad de la muerte en aurora de vida, mira a tus hijos e hijas que lloran en la tribulación de la muerte de sus seres queridos, y desde las tinieblas del día ante el dolor, llévalos a la luz y a la paz y a tu presencia. Y quiero terminar con la oración de Francisco de Asís, que decía: Dios de la vida, hazme un instrumento de tu paz, donde haya odio que siempre dio el amor, y donde haya injuria a tu perdón, donde haya duda la fe, donde haya tristeza la alegría, y donde haya desaliento esperanza, y donde haya sombras tu luz. Oh divino ser, que no busque ser consolado, sino consolar, que no busque ser amado, sino amar, que no busque ser comprendido, sino comprender, porque cuando es como recibimos y perdonando, es como tú nos perdonas. Y muriendo en ti, es como nacemos a la libertad. Y atrevo a decir que la parte de la comunidad latina, especialmente aquí en Ojo, en esos dos condados de la Mera o de Santa Costa, estamos con ustedes. Amén.
Before we invite again, once again, the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir forward, I want to recognize the elected officials that are here with us this evening, who are in solidarity with us in the pain and hurt that we as an Oakland community feel, and in the attempt to try to bring healing to our own streets, and making this an opportunity for us to turn our lives and this community around in this very tragic event. Ignacio de la Fuente, Patricia Kernahan, Jane Brunner, Nancy Nadell, Sandra Swanson, Jean Kwan, Courtney Rudy, Aaron Dellums, Lieutenant Governor John Garamendi, John Russo, our City Attorney, Lonnie Hancock, Assemblyperson, Larry Lee, Councilmember of East Parks. Oh no, that's Darrell Stewart, who is representing Supervisor Nate Miley's office, Sandra Andrews, who represents our very own Congresswoman Barbara Lee, and representing Councilmember Rebecca Kaplan's office, Nancy Jones. Again, I present to you once again Terrence Kelly, and you welcome the Faith Gospel Choir.
All right, come on, put the hands together and listen. If you know it, say it with me. It says, I got evidence. I got confidence. I'm a conqueror. I know that I win. I know who I am. God wrote it in his plan for me. Just say, oh, my name.
Oh, 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 oh.
I'm a conqueror. I know that I win. I know. Oh, I am. God wrote it. He wrote it in his plan just for me. Oh, my name. Oh,
amen. So if you're gonna commit to making this thing become a victory out of tragedy, put up your victory sign, amen, and just wave it. Victory!
Solidarity and their support of us. Even in Washington, D.C., I received a phone call from the White House where the President of the United States, who carries the burden of the world and the nation, stood with us and even at this moment is attempting to reach the family to express his condolences as the President of the United States. Thank you, President Obama. Gathered this evening in this place in the context of community, in the spirit of community and as community. We come together in this place that was the backdrop of a set of events that ended up in the tragic death of many people. Four of them, our police officers, sworn to protect and defend, who paid the ultimate price in service to community. So we come here to thank them. We come here to mourn them. We come here to respect them. We come here to embrace them as community. We know that each of them lived in a human context. And so in the tragic loss, the families, the friends, the loved ones, the comrades, the colleagues, and community left in the aftermath of this tragic set of circumstances to try to figure out how to go forward. And so it is with our prayers, it is with our sense of humanity that we say to the families, we do not have the words but we come here as a community to stand as one, to say that we feel your pain and we stand in solidarity with you in this moment. Not easy, but it is my hope that each of us in our own way will leave this gathering, and those who view this gathering will say to ourselves that we will renew our commitment to burden ourselves with each other's humanity. That we will burden ourselves with each other's humanity, thereby expanding our respect for humanity, our respect for human life, and finally, hopefully, opening a wider door to a vision of a community without violence, without killing, without war, going peace.
At this time, I present to you the President of the Oakland City Council, Jane Bruner.
Good evening. I'm here tonight representing the Oakland City Council. I want to welcome our state officials who have joined us. And we're here to remember what happened, to remember the officers who were shot, to have our hearts go out to the families, the pain they are suffering today and will in days to come, and to thank the officers, the men and women in Oakland, who go on the streets every single day so that we can be safe. And they put their lives on the line for us. I'd like to read a poem in their memory. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamond glints on snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift, uplifting rush of quiet birds in circle flights. I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. We will remember these men for many years to come.
Thank you, Councilmember Bruner.
White privilege since when?
At this time, we're going to release six doves. And each of these doves represent a portion of our community that we continue to inspire and ask for hope, even in the midst of the tragedy we've experienced here in the streets of Oakland.
You won't have to listen to me. He'll show you it.
The first four doves represent Sergeant Mark Dunnigan, Officer John Heggie, Sergeant Curtis Romans, and Sergeant Dan Sakai.
All the years of hate, all the years of torture, all the years of abuse is coming down. White supremacy is coming down.
The fifth dove represents those of us who are members of this community, whose hearts are heavy, but we gather this evening. When we think we've stopped crying, we continue to cry again. And yet we find ways in which to find peace in our own community. So the first four doves will be for those fallen officers. The fifth dove will be for this immediate community here, this portion of Oakland, MacArthur, and fourth. And the last dove we release will be the hopes of the city of Oakland, that we, in our own hearts, will all try to find a way to bring hope and peace to this wonderful community we call home.
It's going down. Don't you forget it. Don't you forget it. White supremacy is going down. Thank you, LaBelle. Thank you, LaBelle. Thank you, LaBelle. Let the Ku Klux Klan know what time it was. It ain't all about white folks.
sorry. I'm sorry. If my cable's getting on you.
No, no, it's all good. I'm trying to get you away, man.
These are the women and men who protect our streets in the city of Oakland. To you we say thank you. Closing our gathering this evening will be Dr. Harold Mayberry, pastor, First AME Church, Oakland. Harold.
Let us pray. God of grace, God of glory, as we prepare to leave this gathering, we pray that peace will go with us. That peace will go into every community, to every neighborhood, to every home. That peace will be in the flatland and in the hills. That peace will guide us and motivate us and direct us. Oh God, may peace not only abide with us, but may it abide with our children and our children's children and our children's children's children. May peace go with us where we work, where we worship, and where we witness. Oh God, may peace help us to remember why we gathered here today. May peace flow all through this city, through this state of this country. God, while we leave this gathering, we never leave your presence. Hold us, help us, lift us, use us, and allow us to be instruments of your love, and we say thank you for it. For it's in your name that we pray. And the people of this community said, amen.
Thank you for being here this evening. A word of special thanks to you, Councilmember Desi Brooks, for enabling this to happen this evening. Thank you, Desi. A reminder that the service for our four fallen officers is set for this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Oracle Arena. We invite you to be there early. On behalf of the City of Oakland and the men and women who protect this community, on behalf of all of us who are proud residents of the City of Oakland, I invite this as an opportunity for you to look in your own hearts and be the change that you're meant to be, bring peace to our streets. Again, thank you for being here this evening. And God bless you.
shoot and ask questions later, baby. Shoot and ask questions later.
You still don't know your target.
That's the only way you can handle the black man. Shoot and ask questions later. Fear only God.
I'm not just standing here.
Fear only God. Killed the Black Panthers. We here crying for them. Killed the Black Panthers. Killed somebody that was trying to help the community. But yet still, we crying and we just feel for what? They don't even live in your community. My baby today can be your baby tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Don't hate. Don't hate. How quickly y'all forget about Sean Bell. How quickly you forget about Oscar Grant. How quickly you forget about all these black men murdered in Oakland by the OPD. Don't give a damn about you. Down with white supremacy. Down with white supremacy.
Okay.
Down with white supremacy. Down with white supremacy.